This short Bible study tidbit is presented by Mary Alta, a member of New Hope Community Church.
The Apostle Paul refers to himself as an apostle, a preacher, and a teacher. He could have added prophet. His second letter to Timothy has some very pertinent things to say to us today. This is especially true of chapter 3, so I will concentrate these few minutes there. Paul begins by setting a time frame, which is the last days. He was referring to the days before the return of the Lord. So indeed they did begin in Timothy's day, and we are still in them. He wants Timothy to know what to expect. There will be difficult times, that is, times that are hard to bear, that are distressing. Then Paul gives the reasons why they will be difficult. I will just go through them quickly, though I will define some of them. Paul says, men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers. That means slanderous, evil speaking, to be abusive, destroying one's good name. Paul continues, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable. This word refers to the person who refuses to lay aside his enmity or to listen to terms of reconciliation. He is implacable, in a state of war. Paul continues, malicious gossips. By the way, the word for malicious is also translated devil. It refers to one who falsely accuses and divides people without any reason. Paul continues, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to a form of godliness, although they have denied its power. Paul's meaning here is, they are godly in name only. This picture that Paul gives is relevant for today. Not only will men be totally self-centered, but they will use religion only to suit their own purpose. They will mention God because they know there are still some people to whom that is important, but they do not actually believe in God themselves. It is all part of the deception. As Paul tells us later, these are evil men, deceiving and being deceived. So having given many reasons why the last days will be difficult, Paul tells Timothy what to do. He says, avoid such men as these. That is, don't be seen with them in such a way that you seem to be condoning what they do. For among them, Paul continues, are those who enter into households and captivate weak women weighed down with sins, led on by various impulses, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. In other words, these men enter into households. The definition of enter literally means to clothe or be clothed with, in the sense of sinking into a garment. What Paul is saying is that they come in and make themselves right at home by assuming whatever appearance is necessary to gain their ends. They fit right in. The women are worth a further look also. Paul calls them weak women. The definition actually means silly. It refers to a woman who displays immaturity and a lack of dignity. Paul is saying she is one who can never make up her mind about what she believes. She hears things according to how she is feeling at the moment. Though she wants to know the truth, she is never able to determine the truth because it changes as her feelings change. Now, before you get upset that Paul is being unfair to women, please remember the context of the time when this was written.
Now that he has told the discouraging news,
Paul continues to give good news. A few verses farther along in verse 9, he tells us, but they will not make further progress, for their folly will be obvious to all, just as Jannes and Jambres' folly was also. This reference to Jannes and Jambres concerns the magicians in the court of Pharaoh in the time of Moses. They were able to duplicate some of the miracles of Moses, but suddenly they could not, and it was revealed openly in front of everyone. It caused the magicians to realize that the things Moses was doing were indeed done by the finger of God. But when they told Pharaoh that, he ignored them. By the way, the word folly means foolishness, madness, lack of understanding. It comes from words meaning without mind. But Paul has more to say about these men he has been talking about, those who oppose God and are of depraved minds. He calls them evil men and impostors. The definition of impostor is a whaler, a sorcerer, a swindler, a conjurer, an enchanter, a deceiver. Paul continues his description of them by saying they will proceed from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. So what is Paul saying? That these men will continue on their disastrous path, deceiving themselves as they deceive others, and their hearts will be hardened even more. So although Paul paints a dark picture of the last days, he also gives encouragement to us as believers in Jesus Christ. That is the way it often is with Scripture. There is discouraging news, but then farther along, there is encouraging good news. So just keep reading. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Have a blessed day.